Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, November 15th. The income tax, property taxes, and Mike Madigan were the focus yesterday for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner during a campaign stop in the Quad Cities. He told workers at Parr Instruments Company in Moline that his number one priority is to reduce their tax burden.
We got to do two things. We got to roll back the Madigan income tax hike that got done over my veto in June, roll that back down so it's back down to 3% where it was for a long time, not keep it up around 5% where it's at right now. So, big priority. The other thing is we got to help you with your property taxes.
Rauner's other priorities as he begins to run for a second term are term limits and urging Illinois voters to make candidates for the Illinois House promise not to elect Madigan to another term. As he said, quote, "You have the ability because you vote for the people who give him the power." The governor also toured the 118-year-old company. With a workforce of 103, it makes scientific instruments, and more than half of its production is exported. The IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union wants to build its new headquarters in Moline. Last night, the city council considered selling 8 acres of city-owned property in the 2500 block of River Drive. Vice President of Marketing Amy Orr says the credit union's main offices are busting at the seams, and many central support offices are scattered throughout the Quad Cities at other branches.
The support services that we have that are not here within our corporate office that we're looking to bring back in with the new building include our mortgage team, our call center. We have our training department is located out, as well as our business services, our insurance, and investment services.
The IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union has offered to buy the site for $2.9 million. It is also asking Moline Alderman to approve a tax increment financing district. Orr says the estimated cost of construction is $26 million. The TIF proposal would allow the credit union to recoup part of the cost, around $4 million. Businesses and homes along John Deere Road will be fully accessible by the end of next week. Over the last 7 months, drivers have been using 4 temporary lanes between I-74 and 70th Street in Moline. The Illinois Department of Transportation says next week, McCarthy Construction will shift eastbound traffic onto the new lanes. Westbound traffic will continue to use the temporary lanes over the winter, and the barrier wall will be removed. Side streets with turning lanes will be fully accessible next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And the I-74 ramp onto John Deere Road from the south will be reopened. McCarthy is ahead of schedule on the $65 million project and is on track to complete the 6-lane expansion next year. With Thanksgiving just a week away, several holiday meals are planned for the Quad Cities. Today, the Davenport Police Association will serve its annual Thanksgiving feast to residents and staff of the Handicap Development Center. Tomorrow, occupational therapy students from St. Ambrose University will serve refugee families at the Church of Peace in Rock Island. They're expecting 50 families from 8 different countries. The King Center in Rock Island will hold its 28th annual Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday. And on Thanksgiving Day next week, Christian Care will serve a holiday meal at its headquarters in Rock Island. Bob Vogelbaugh will hold his 47th annual community dinner at South Park Mall in Moline. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.